Hello, Paul, and thank you for joining us from Trigg County this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Kate. I enjoy the opportunity.
We decided we'd call you an impresario with the Southern Kentucky Independent Theater Group. It's a subsidiary of the Cady's Community Arts Center, like the Janice Mason Art Museum. And as an ensemble, you all have been doing this highly successful cemetery walk called Dining with the Dearly Departed for years, and it's been sold out. So you got to scheming about how many more people you could get there, and your brother came up with this idea, didn't he?
That's right. We came up with the idea of, instead of doing the tour in a cemetery, that we would go to a farm and we would do the same exact thing, except we would do every owner that ever owned that farm all the way back to the beginning of time.
The beginning of time.
Isn't that crazy?
So,
but the whole trick is, you know, ownership is fairly a new thing, you know, 250, 300 years worth of ownership, and everything else before that is, there was no one who actually owned land.
I'm glad you clarified that for our listeners. It sounded like a long interview in the offing.
Oh, it could be.
So how many families will be portrayed? By the way, we ought to mention that this is all going to happen under a tent like one might see at a wedding, and there
yes.
will be a catered supper provided
yep.
by Genesis Express.
Yes.
And so people aren't going to be walking around. They're going to be watching actors portraying people.
It's going to be theater in the round. And we're going to do about 12 families. We're going to start with the Shawnee Indians, and we'll bring it all the way to the present. We only do dead people, though, so we, you know, the present owner will be there, but he's not going to be portrayed.
It's such a funny concept.
It is a funny concept.
It's not funny,
you know,
at all, really. But
well,
it's,
yeah. But, you know, the thing is, a lot of theater groups do some variation of a cemetery tour. It's a very popular thing. But we were just trying to look for something to spice it up and make it a little different. We always try to keep the crowd small because it's difficult to maneuver through the cemetery, and you can only handle so many people before it gets dark. And so doing it this way in a tent, we can provide lighting and sound, and we can just kind of open up the doors and get a larger number of people. It's been very, the ticket sales have been really very successful.
Well, it's coming up September 20th and 21st, and it's at the farm of Mr. Kenny Rogers,
not the gambler.
It's called RB Farms, and it's in that beautiful swath of land sort of between Cady's and Gracie.
That's right, yes.
And directions are available someplace, I know, but let's talk about the most prominent past owner of this farm. What a fascinating story.
Well, that is why this farm is historically important. It was owned at one time by a man named Edmund Bacon. Edmund Bacon was Thomas Jefferson's overseer. He moved Mr. Jefferson into and out of the White House and took care of the farm while Jefferson was president. And after that period of time, Mr. Bacon decided he'd like to own his own property, his own farm. And Mr. Bacon had brothers that lived in St. Louis, and so he went as far as St. Louis looking for a tract of land. And passing through Trigg County, he met a woman. And, you know, that changes lots of men's lives. And so eventually, he decided that he would come back to Trigg County. This is the piece of land he wanted to buy, and this is the woman he wanted to marry. So he farmed this farm for 40 years, and he and most of his family are buried on the farm. So it's a historic piece of property. There's a great deal of existing letters between Mr. Bacon and Mr. Jefferson. Most of those are kept at the University of Virginia.
And Mr. Bacon was a good farmer. He had success, and he had success raising horses.
He was a successful farmer. He apparently he had the most modern equipment. He managed to rise to some prominence in wealth, and he was very, very interested in horses. and his grandson actually wound up with the farm after Mr. Bacon died, and his grandson had a thoroughbred farm there and raised many, many thoroughbreds.
Now, in addition to Mr. Bacon, I'd like you to kind of roll through some of the people we're going to meet in addition to the Shawnee Indian portrayed by John Prudhomme, whom we know at WKMS. Tell us who's going to portray whom, if you will.
Well, Cynthia and Mike Adkins are going to portray Edmund and Nancy Bacon. And, you know, we've always kind of approached this whole cemetery tour with the idea that everyone has at least one good story. So I guess if you want somebody to portray you in the years to come, you ought to come up with something exciting in your life.
Leave it in your will, huh?
That's right. But a guy named Joe Scott is playing a character by the name of Joshua Cates. Joshua Cates was the first white owner of the property. He was a Revolutionary War veteran and a very, very successful, I guess you would just call him an entrepreneur. He was an investor. He bought and sold a great deal of land in this area. And at one time, he owned about 21,000 acres at that site. And
can you imagine? Eventually,
yeah. He was quite a businessman. And then he was declared a lunatic. That was the term that they used in those days, and he was taken to the newly built lunatic asylum at Lexington, which was we now call Eastern State. And then there was a family whose name was Wadlington, and they actually owned a farm next door, and they bought the farm and incorporated it in with their existing farm management. And you may know Gene Martin, mm-hmm. who's playing Mrs. Wadlington, and Brian Blaylock is playing Mr. Wadlington, Thomas Wadlington. You may know Paula Lisowski. Mm-hmm. She's playing Delia Bacon. She was one of the few women in the area who actually owned land, and she owned this farm for a while.
Right on. So,
yes, yeah. It's a very interesting story. The Delia's, she and her husband were the ones that had the thoroughbred farm.
Well, it's amazing to me that you've been able to, as an ensemble, continue this tradition. And there, as we mentioned before, there'll be many more couples or people, owners of this RB farm, RB Acres farm. The best part of this is what you let me in on is that you have assembled a book of all of the characters and all of the actors who have portrayed them over the years of Dining with the Dearly Departed.
That's right. Yeah, we're very excited about the book. From the very beginning, we always knew this is really nice information, and once we do our performance, we don't do anything else with it, you know, and it's something should be done. And so we've talked a long time about how to publish that information. And so this year seemed to be the right time, and we've gathered up every script from every one of these reenactments that we've done. And we have photographs of every actor performing. And every time we could find the person, the original character, we have that person's photograph as well. And we've put together a book that's it's 8.5 by 11, hardback. It's 150 pages, full color. And it's basically every script that we've done.
You also offer DVDs of every performance. I wasn't aware of that.
We certainly do. We videotape each performance, and while you're at the performance, if you choose, you can order a DVD for that particular year, and you can buy one for the previous years, something you may have missed. We have a lot of people that just collect. They have one DVD for every year that we've done. And even after the performance is over, you can still buy those at the Janice Mason Art Museum gift shop.
Okay, now, John and Paul Forshee own and operate Forshee Building Supply in Katy's, and they spend the rest of their lives writing scripts for... Is that about it?
Well, it's not exactly that, but I have to say that a girl at the Tree County Library, Kim Fortner, is a really good researcher, and she's done us a huge amount of work for us and made life very bearable because she enjoys. You know, if you don't know something, ask a librarian. And so she's been very good. Portia Ezell is also a person that does a lot of writing for us and research, and so it's a team effort.
Okay, so the whole team, I understand, once you had this bright idea, it's been a year in the making for this event that you're going to roll out.
It's been 18 months. 18 months.
Well, it's just grand that you all are dedicated to your history like this. And we got to say the deadline to buy tickets is the 15th.
That's right.
I would assume even with two performances, the 20th and the 21st, that you'll be sold out as well.
Well, the tickets are going extremely well. We do still have a few, and if someone would like to purchase a ticket, they can do that by phone if they choose. They can call the Janice Mason Art Museum office, and that number is 270-522-9056.
They're $15 a piece, and I understand you also have them available at Books on Main in Hopkinsville.
That's correct, yes. And the tickets must be bought in advance because we have to know, of course, for the caterers how many meals to prepare.
Excellent. Well, Mr. Forshee, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. And we're just so proud of y'all. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on WKMS.